Welcome everybody.
Capes and Scouts.
How are you?
Mini episode
number
13.
That's fucking horrendous.
I think that is my favorite one.
Well, that was a social experiment that failed.
Welcome everybody to Capes and Scouts. I'm keeping it. It's going to be in there. Welcome everybody.
It sounds like NPR. It's fine.
Welcome everybody to Capes and Scouts. Minisode.
13.
All right, one person has to talk at a time.
All right.
Today, we're sticking with our... I feel like it's been just nothing but Marvel. Marvel. I guess DC should probably do something.
Yeah.
Well, Convergence will happen, and maybe we'll pick... I know, we won't. I love DC, but I'm not going to read that. I'm not going to lie to you. Maybe like a one-shot. We're going to talk about Secret Wars, which is coming up. It's this big reboot that's not a reboot, according to Marvel.
Soft
but,
reboot.
You know, it kind of is. How do you feel, Ryan? Because you'll probably know a little more about this than Leander, and then I want Leander's take on this.
Is that a challenge?
It might be. Reboots happen occasionally. It's not like it's something new. DC did it in 85. They did it in New 52. Marvel just has continuity issues all over the goddamn place. They're like, new universes! And they did the new universe, too. Remember, that was another
the
one.
The new universe was a...
So,
yeah.
Before I get Leander's take, how do you feel about them in general?
About reboots?
About reboots.
In general?
They happen every 10, 15 years.
They happen every 10, 15 minutes.
Sure.
I don't like them.
Don't like them at all?
No. Nope.
How do you feel, Leander?
I hate them. It's really... I think it's a unfortunate... I think it speaks lowly of the writers, actually, that they have to reboot it.
Yep.
I think writers...
I don't know that they have to.
You know what? They don't... No, you know what it is? It's this weird thing. I feel like how in 1985, if, like, one issue of X-Men said that this happened, and then another said that something else happened, people were just like, meh. But now, like, everyone's got this weird, like, everything has to be organized and, like, you know, like, categorized and, like, this doesn't make sense in episode 42 of the thing of the thing, you know, like, the nerd Star Trek thing and, you know, Captain Kirk's like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Right.
Like, you know, like that, because everyone's, the internet and everything is information and everything, you know, now, so, like, there's this weird thing that's happening where everything has got to be lined up perfectly. Like, we can't accept a little thing out of place where, you know, 30 years ago, 25 years ago, 10 years ago, people might have just been like, whatever, you know. It said Wolverine, you know, was in Canada in 1982, and then, you know, now it says he was in Japan in 1982. Mm. Whatever, it's not the end of it. But now people freak out about that stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I read this amazing article about it that was saying, like, you know, these are our myths, like, you know, comic books are our myths now, and like when the Romans took the myths from the Greeks, they didn't reboot them, they were just like, listen, Hercules is ours now and this is what happened and that's what happened, so you know what, deal with it, you know. And that was like their religion, it wasn't even just like their comic book story. Like, it was, when I was talking about Nick Fury being black or whatever, and they had to jump through all these hoops to make him black. Just make him black, and then just...
Everyone deal with it.
Deal with it. Like, it's not that hard to do.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like I said, the main thing for me is that these writers have put in a lot of energy and time to create these story arcs, to create these awesome identities, history, culture. There's an entire culture that you are going to wipe out because... Either these new writers can't figure out their lives and actually write something well, or the writers that did write it, I don't know, maybe they're looking for something new, or they're being forced to do this. Would Remender really want to do this, or is he like, fine, because you guys have screwed me over so much and not let me finish my story arcs the way that I want it finished, reboot everything, I don't really care anymore.
Well, it's not Remender completely.
I know, I'm just
using
an example.
Do you feel that this is what Hickman wanted all along, or they're just like, Hickman, you're our biggest guy right now?
No, I think that's it.
You have to handle this.
I think that's it.
It's kind of confusing. They claim it's the culmination of what Jonathan Hickman wanted to do, and blah, blah, blah. But Hickman's been at Marvel for a while.
Right.
He's written a lot of different stories, all of which were pretty in-depth, but a variety of stories. It hasn't been all Avengers. He did was Fantastic Four first.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that got people on that book who hadn't even read Fantastic Four in years, and I read that book. So Hickman is something special. Do you want to smear
his name with this fucking reboot?
Well, here's the other thing too with this reboot in particular, like especially like considering that from now on, quote unquote, you know, until for like probably a year.
Sure.
It's all going to take place on Battleworld. Like, there will be no, like, New York City, I guess, or whatever. Like, that's the thing. And on one hand, like, I want comics to change and evolve and not just be, like, stagnant. Mm-hmm. But, like, on the other hand, I don't want it to be forced either, like, this, like, by events. Like, what you were saying, like, here's a story. Oh, you got to derail it because now, like, look at how awesome Thor is. Look at how awesome, you know, Uncanny Avengers is starting. And even it's... all the X-Men books are firing on all cylinders. Mm-hmm. You don't need a stupid event. You don't need an event. These books are all telling great stories right now. Just let them do it.
Yeah.
And, you're right, and a lot of the artists, I don't know, how would you feel working for Marvel, getting this news? Like, a lot of the artists...
How much am I getting paid?
A lot.
I wouldn't care.
Okay, a little.
Yeah, then I would care.
The normal amount, so not a lot. Because a lot of the artists and writers are told, hey, you know, 4 months down the road, we're going to do this, so if you want to tell something, wrap it up, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the month or two before this, like it's going to be cookie-cutter stories.
Yep.
I don't know if their sales are hurting because of this announcement, but it's like you guys said, do I really care about these payoffs if it doesn't fucking matter 9 months from now?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, oh, female Thor, greatest reveal ever, maybe. And then
now she's on Battleworld. And that's the other thing, like, you're putting everyone on Battleworld, so now, like... Every book is telling the same story.
Right.
Like, it's best when all these, you know, you could pick up Thor and you're reading one thing, and you pick up X Factor and you're reading something else. Now they're all on Battleworld, so everything is Battleworld related.
There's no
related.
Escape.
Right.
Comics are an escape, you know?
Yeah. The only other thing I would say with this for myself is that I don't like it because this is my opinion. I'm going to be as harsh about it as I want to.
Yes. Sure.
This is all about movies. This is all about movies. Yep. I don't care what they say. This is all about movies.
Mm-hmm,
so why?
Right.
I don't care. I don't care what's going on because they just need to do something for the stupid movies.
I agree.
And now we all have to suffer because if they want money. That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
Couldn't agree more.
I'm done.
Couldn't agree more.
Podcast over.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Minisode is over.
But that's going to piss me off for a long time, actually. I might actually stop reading comics for a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, not your Death Vigils and your Rat Queen.
Well, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
I might stay away.
You're
from
finally burned on Marvel.
Not yet, but it's...
No, you know what, though? I've had, like, recently, especially because of what we're talking about, of, like, derailing things, like, and I read Image books. I read Peter Panzerfaust and Black Science and Deadly Class and, you know, like, stuff, Saga, like, all these books that are just telling their stories.
And they're great.
And they're great. And you're reading them and you're like, this is amazing. And you know what? There's no event that's going to come and derail. You don't have to be like, oh, I'm really getting into this, but now Peter Panzerfaust has to go into space and meet Saga. Like, it doesn't happen.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And you could... I thank DC for this, actually, because it's the whole Vertigo formula being done again.
Right.
And being done just as well as Vertigo was back in the
Remember
day.
Remember when Image was the worst comic book company?
They were terrible! There was a time.
Now they're the best.
Yeah man. There was a time. And there's new books coming out all the time.
Right.
McFarlane has a new book coming out. I think it's called Savior.
Hmm.
It's like... From what I read, and I might be completely off on this, but it's basically like... Hey, I can do Jesus-y things. Maybe I am Jesus, but I don't know. I'm just a dude. Mm. Like, that seems to be the plot. You could not do that in any other company.
No, right. No,
just as
right.
an example.
Yeah.
But I like that it's one and done almost always. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get little spin-offs and miniseries, but it's usually, like, Preacher, it's done. It won't happen again.
Well, right. That's the other thing, is that they're almost
could
like...
Could they? Yeah, they could.
Right.
They won't.
They don't go on forever.
Right.
They all have an endpoint. All those Image books are just telling one story. Mm. It might take 60 issues.
Sure.
It might take 100 issues, but they're all telling one story,
right.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Marvel should fucking do.
It's what they should just let the writers write. Stop interfering.
Yeah.
That's with
crazy
both
talk.
Of them. I know.
Yeah.
I'm a crazy person.
You are. You heard it here first.
But you're right. I think it's going to hurt Marvel, and because DC's already in the shit can, as far as I'm concerned. Marvel's headed there now.
Yep.
Leave them alone. I don't want to see them. You know, I don't want to see either one of them. I'm having a great time with Image. I love my Rat Queens. I love my Death Vigil. I love everything else I've been reading. The only reason I even haven't really given it a lot of emphasis, the other books, is because of Marvel. Because I'm sucked in to the Marvel universe, I don't even give these other books enough credit. You know, even if I say it out loud, I'm still not really giving them enough credit because I know I'm going to go, you know, read X-Men, Uncanny Avengers, and all the other Marvel titles I really like. this is like a hobby.
Right.
You know, the other companies are my hobby. I like on the side while I'm reading my, you know, Marvel Universe.
Totally. Image is my side piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it. I don't talk to Marvel about it.
Marvel just, doesn't need to know.
No, we go to motels and we just hang out. You know, that's all
it
is.
Did Image call your phone?
Let me see a text message.
No.
I wasn't. Peter Pan's come a fast stuff. No, that's just please. A friend. Just
Peter.
A friend.
Peter who? Parker?
Yeah. Of course. Who else would have been?
Jubilee, you know I'd never leave you.
So here's another aspect, the Hickmans, the Remenders, even Jason Aaron has Southern Bastards. All these guys have their own Image books and are doing their, they're getting their creative outlet out.
And they're doing well.
They're doing really well.
They're all doing well, all those books.
I'll bring back up, we talked on the last podcast, the top trades, 9 of the top 10 trades of last year that sold were all Image.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the top 20, it was like 15 of them.
Right.
You know, it's insane.
Which is interesting. Does that mean that people aren't buying them in
issue form
and they're waiting for trade?
I think so. I think the Image books sell way better in trade. Dark Horse 2 and some of these other ones do a lot better in trade form. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's because trades appeal to, your novice collector.
Right, right.
The person who loves the idea of comics, but... I can't tell you. I work in a comic store. I can't tell you how many times people come in like, I really like Spider-Man, but I don't know where to start. There's so many things. What would you recommend? I'll be like, well, if you like this type of story, read this and this and this. And I do my best to direct them to what they're going to like. But I can't be... They're like, well, I want to read from the beginning. I'm like, well, no, you don't.
You can't.
You probably
well,
don't.
Well, maybe if you got Marvel Unlimited, but
you
still.
Can, but like, it's like, I'm not... You know, like, that was written in 1963. That's not your Spider-Man.
Right.
You can read it. You might like it. But
the best
I have a tough time reading that.
For anyone to start, if anyone wanted to start now in 2015 on Spider-Man, I would just recommend Ultimate Spider-Man, the new one, the Bendis Peter Parker.
Yeah,
from like 2001.
But where are they going to find issue one?
No, yeah, they're
you're
not.
Not.
It's
you're
going to
buy it in trade.
Right, yeah, right.
That's trade. What it is. I think trades sell to the college student, to those kind
who just
kind
wants
of
to read a comic that.
I heard of Watchmen. It's a graphic novel. People don't know the difference between graphic novel and issues.
Right.
Right.
They don't realize that that's a collection of issues.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, again, I really think that Image and the other. Companies are going to capitalize on it. I mean,
absolutely.
Look where this conversation derailed to.
Image is already climbing. It's clawing. They're number three. Mm-hmm. They're over Dark Horse now. They're like clawing their way up to the. They'll probably overtake DC soon.
Oh, yeah.
If Dark Horse didn't lose Star Wars, it might have been a different battle.
Well, that's true too.
That's part of it. I was surprised. I think it's Boom has the Disney comics again in the new previews.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was very strange. Like, Uncle Scrooge is going to start up again. Mm-hmm. That has to be some sort of contract thing.
Right, like they're waiting for it to...
Because Boom had, I think, Uncle Scrooge or a couple of those books, and like DuckTales maybe or something. And they're like, you know, there was some big dispute with that. I remember we talked about it on a different podcast, because it was with the New 52. When that was starting, we were saying the longest running books... chronologically speaking, without ever stopping, and Uncle Scrooge was one of them.
Hmm.
And it went between like six different companies or something, and it always kept the numbering.
Oh, wow.
And when I read the previews, it said Uncle Scrooge number one, but then it said, we will continue, it's number one, it's technically number 400 and whatever, it's continuing the story. And I was like, that's kind of cool. I wish they just called it issue 400
Yeah. Well, DC... For a while, I remember when I was doing runs, and it would confuse the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to commit to doing what Marvel's doing now and like renumbering every year or whatever. Uh-huh. But they sort of did, and I would find all these DC books where it would be like, you know, like whatever Batman number 4, and then in parentheses underneath it would say like 632.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, you know, like
I
what?
Don't
just,
I don't know if I like that.
Right. I hated it too, because I was just like, wait, what is this? Wait, you know, like, what?
Right.
Is this four?
What
is or it? Wait, does this come after this one? Right. Like, you know, like that kind of a thing? Like, just commit. Commit to your new numbers or leave the old ones.
See, for DC, it's not as bad because they did it in 85. They're like, a lot of things got rebooted. Some things didn't. Detective kept running. Action kept running. Wonder Woman got a brand new number one. But, like, that was probably good because it was, like, Sensation Comics and it was Wonder Woman for a while. She didn't have as long of a history. I mean, she still had, like, 300 issues. But it's like... Rebooting that isn't as big a deal as Action 800 getting rebooted,
right.
900,
or right,
whatever
right.
the hell they were at.
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
Right.
People were actually very upset about
it. I would be. You got that. And I think that, not like a problem This is might get a little bit too deep for Capes and Scowls podcast.
What the fuck are you saying?
Wait until I get into this. I feel like it's a symptom of our culture of erasing history.
Mm.
Everything's got to be new. Everything's got to be fresh. Oh, you mean there's 300 issues of this? I'm not interested. Like, that's too much for me to, you know, like, I need to... it's number one, even if it's a continuation of those other 300. Now I'm interested, because everything's got to be new. We don't respect our history anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I love the fact that there would be, like, 900 issues of Superman or whatever. That's, like, that's kind of cool, you know?
Right.
I think that's cool.
Uncanny is your big project book, right?
Yeah, I'm
like
trying.
we're in our 30s. We're the older, not old, but an older generation, a different generation to the current, you know, college kid generation of trying to get into comics. Like, I do Daredevil.
Right.
That's a fucking massive undertaking that I probably won't complete in my lifetime.
Yeah.
But like, that's our passion project, is trying to complete this massive run of 500 issues or whatever.
Right.
And that's it's fun. Like. And I was going to stop at, like, all right, I'm not going to do the new numbering, whatever. But then, like, they throw good people on it, and you get sucked in. And now it's like, oh, I'm trying to do Daredevil Volume 1 through 7 or whatever they're
right
on now. It's a trap, man.
Yep.
And it's like, God, why didn't I pick a DC book?
Well, I was telling, when I was making, I made a spreadsheet, because, like, I had...
We've all tried.
Well, right. But that's the thing, is that I had a ton of Uncanny, but then I was like, it's so annoying, because, like, when I was younger, I would just, when my mom took me to the comic book store, those, whatever issue, that's what I would
buy. Or the supermarket,
or a supermarket, or, you know, a rest stop when you're going on vacation, and you're like, oh, whatever. So, I didn't have, like, runs of Uncanny. I would always have weird issues. Like, oh, I have 227 and 228, and then my next one was 240 or whatever, because that was the next time.
Yeah.
So then, like, and then Al got all those juicy back, and I was just like, oh, I'm filling in these holes. Here it comes.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I need a spreadsheet so I know which ones that I have, and I was, like, telling my wife, and I was just like, oh, yeah, put, like, you know, like, whatever, 231, 232, but I have 234 or whatever, and, like, that kind of stuff. And then we did this whole thing, and she was just like, oh, good, we're done. And I'm like, volume 2. And she's like, what? And I'm just like, sorry, that's just how... And then I'm, like, going through, and I'm like, I have all these, you know, like, whatever. And wow. She was just, yeah, so, like, I don't know. And Uncanny was unbroken for a long time, too.
Yeah, it was one of the longest running ones. Yeah. It ran up to, like, 500 and something.
Yep.
And then they stopped it.
Yeah, but
I should re-upload that episode. It's an older episode that's gone from our iTunes catalog, anyways. And it was right before the New 52 launch. Like, what was that? 4 years ago now? 3 years ago. So I should put that up, because I think the number one is, like, Archie. Might be number one.
Really?
Archie Sonic has been going for a long time.
I think they're rebooting Archie now, though, with Mark Waid writing it.
I think it's a different... Well, maybe it's not a different... It's a different titled book. I don't know if it's replacing the actual one.
Okay.
It's Waid and Fiona Staples.
Yeah, Fiona Staples, yeah.
And that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
I won't buy
Archie.
I won't buy it.
I'll buy it.
It's awesome.
I like Fiona Staples art. I'm the guy that will buy something for the art. But we're getting a little off.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
So sorry. Marvel...
Yeah. So I have a question then for the Secret Wars.
Yes.
Everyone's not going to make it. Obviously.
Yeah.
Who's going to make it? Give me two, like, wild cards that you didn't expect.
That will absolutely be in this new combined universe.
Yeah, that's going to be the new something.
I think a strong pick,
uh-huh.
I mean, it might be too obvious, and it might be like, asshole, you took the easy pick. I think Miles Morales is the easy pick.
Oh, asshole, that used to be easy pick.
Well, there's nothing left of the Ultimate Universe. It's getting merged into this.
Right.
Well, I was wondering who's going to... Because they still have Iceman, they still have Rogue, they still have Storm, Jean Grey, but we have those characters.
I think this event is all about bringing back Jean Grey. I just have a feeling.
They're, both Xaviers are dead.
Yeah.
Right.
Could be the current.
But both Xaviers are dead, so there's no Xavier. So, like, I don't know, because, like, Reed Richards is a villain in the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of who's alive. Iron Man is... I mean, you could be getting Ultimate Iron Man because he's not inverted.
Right, that could be a thing.
That's true.
I almost feel like anybody they fucked with in the last couple months is going to be gone.
Yeah. My only two picks, well, I guess Spider-Man, I guess this does come up into that. I think the Gwen Stacy Spider-Man would be Spider-Man. But I then think that's that, a runaway hit. What do you do with Miles Morales, though?
Yeah, you can have more than one Ultimate Spider-Man, and you know, and that one, you know, in the same, yeah, different, you know, just like you have Spider-Man 2099, and like, you know,
I guess the only other thing that could flip it is actually this is the reason why I thought Silk would be the new Spider-Woman.
She could,
but if Gwen Stacy is the new Spider-Woman, then that would be basically it's going to be Silk.
They gave them
Gwen
both
Stacy.
Series, right? They both have a series.
They both
now?
Have a series coming. I Gwen's mean, isn't out yet.
Okay,
and so as Silk's isn't out, they're going to start about the same time. But I think it's before Secret Wars.
Right. So then that's the other thing. You're launching these new books. What's going to happen when Secret Wars?
It doesn't make any sense.
It's kind of like Magneto now. Magneto was really good, and then it's like, oh, Axis tie-ins, and half the people were like, nah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this will be a big throwdown between Silk and Gwen Stacy. They have to fight each other. One of them has to die.
They're gonna.
I would love that.
That would be cool.
Yeah, because we both want them. Everybody wants both of them.
Everybody wants
them. I'd rather have the Gwen, honestly. Yeah.
I'm like, torn. I like.
I don't dislike Silk, too, but
I like Silk.
It's like 51-49 Gwen for me. Like, it's close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're emotionally invested in the other Gwen Stacy, so it's like you kind of want her back.
Right.
She's been gone so long in this continuity.
Well, she did a good job of staying away.
That's the other thing, too, is that, like, not even just the superheroes. There's, like, in Ultimate Spider-Man or whatever, there's the Peter Parker is back. Mm-hmm. Like, the Ultimate Peter Parker is back. Plus, there's Aunt May and Gwen Stacy and Mary Jane and, like, all of the... Like, are they going to die?
I would assume they're all up for grabs.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, there's all side characters, too, you know? Yeah. Like,
and there seems to be this thing about mutants not being a part of this, either.
Right.
There's this whole thing that mutants are not part of this. What the hell does that mean?
They killed Wolverine. They're going to kill Deadpool.
He's not a mutant.
It's mutiny.
They're going to kill Deadpool?
They're going to kill Deadpool.
Yeah, yeah, Deadpool.
It's in the newest previews.
Right before his movie comes out.
Yeah. They're going to kill him. It's like a $10 issue.
Of course.
I reluctantly put it on my previews because I figured it was worth I buy so many dumb books for this podcast. I hope you people appreciate it.
The store is a block away. I will let you bring it over, review it, and put it back, all right?
I want to support it, though. I want to support it. Because it's like supporting myself.
It's like getting the book for free, right?
That's weird.
I don't think my wife's going to buy that, though.
And what else could happen though? Couldn't all the villains be good guys and all the good guys be bad guys? Like, couldn't
that be what Axis? Axis 2? Axis for real?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you need certain characters. Like if there isn't some form of like Doctor Doom, I'm gonna be angry,
right?
You know, and they don't want to piss off everyone, but they want it to be fresh and new. You need a Doctor Doom character. You need a Magneto kind of character.
Right.
You need
What about the 2099 universe? Is something going on? Is this supposedly fixing everything?
I don't know. They're not real clear about it. They've mentioned that it's Ultimate Universe combining with the regular and ? Kind of merging into the Battle World, and that'll be the new universe.
It's gonna be annoying.
Plus, have you heard about the last days of banners that are going on some of the books?
No.
Last days of so-and-so is going to be on
some
of the books. Right. And it's supposedly the end of the character, as maybe, right? See, that's the thing. You don't know. But three of the books they did announce are getting that. Magneto, Loki, Agent of Asgard, Captain America, and the Mighty Avengers are all getting the last days of. Now, Captain America and the Mighty Avengers, it's like, okay, that hasn't been around that long. They're breaking up that team.
Right.
No big deal. Those characters could still work together, call themselves anything the fuck else. You need a Loki character. You need Magneto. I can't see you getting rid of them.
Yeah, like, why would you
That's
do that?
That's really big.
Get rid of, yeah, good
really
characters.
Big. You can get rid of Loki as it pertains to the Agent of Asgard series and have old Loki.
Maybe they're getting rid of Loki because he's Thor.
Maybe.
Maybe. It's all coming together.
Maybe Leander is secretly going to get everything
he
wants.
Works for Marvel. He works for Marvel. He knows what's going on. He's I don't know, guys. Maybe it's this. And we're like,
silly. Oh, guys. Jubilee's weak. Don't worry about her.
And you weren't here on our earlier podcast that we recorded, but Ultimate End is happening as well, which is Bendis and Bagley, which I love that they got them to do this miniseries to kind of put a cap on the end of Ultimate Universe, but that has to be huge leading into Secret Wars.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. Like, that event seems pointless.
Because, yeah.
Because Secret Wars. So, like, why do I even care about that? Because I already know that they're going to get dumped into the... I don't know.
It's like Ultimatum all over again.
Oh, God. Don't even bring that
I
up.
I did it. Yeah. I mean, best part of that book was the art.
It was. Jeff Loeb's the worst.
My only other...
He can go right to hell.
My only addition to this is that the new story arc with the X-Men, Black Vortex,
yeah,
is going to take... all mutants out of the picture.
Is that what's happening?
I don't know, I'm making this up.
What are your Marvel sources say?
I think Black Vortex is going to take
a lot of
characters it out might. Of the game.
Because it's what, X-Men and Guardians?
Yeah.
Is the crossover?
Yeah.
So do you bring Guardians in so you have this space thing? So it's like, all right, we're all going off to space and leaving you out there.
Right. Or this thing like sucks them in.
And into the,
it's,
right.
like a, pocket universe, it's like a mirror thing.
Yeah,
it's like a mirror thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that way, when this ultimate new potential universe fails, the X-Men come back to save everything because we remember what it used to be like. So then we're going to help you guys.
That's the other thing, like, because you know comics, they're going to fix it. They're going to do this, and then everything's going to get back to status quo in, like, a year. How are they going to get back there? And that's a good point, too. Yeah. But and the worst-case scenario is Black Vortex. I almost called it Fortress. Black Vortex could be meaningless, too. Like, it could also just, because of this event, is just going to supersede that event, mm-hmm. and that event's just going to be meaningless.
Yeah, that would be painful.
The whole thing, even if this is the greatest thing ever, which I don't feel it will be, but let's, devil's advocate, this is the best thing ever to comics for Marvel. The getting up to there is fucking torture.
It is.
it really
makes you want to quit.
I mean, like, I'm happy reading my Moon Knight book. It's like, it's just him doing his own thing. But like, at what point, right, exactly.
It's the best.
Comics are their best where it's like, all right, I like Moon Knight. He's in his own thing. Sure, sometimes Spider-Man swings by, but, like, nothing crazy.
Because that's fun, too. Right. Like, you're reading your book, and then you're like, oh, a little cross, not even a crossover, but a little appearance by Spider-Man or Wolverine or whatever. Mm. Not Wolverine for you, but, but, you know, Jubilee walks by or whatever in the background, and you're like, oh, that's a fun little thing that happened, and that's sure. fine. You don't... I'm going to cry. Events make me want to cry. I'm
sorry.
Yeah, but you're right. I think it's going to make, you know, like, I can go ahead and start canceling the books now because I know what's going to happen. It's all getting canceled, so I'll wait until it's over.
They're definitely shaking things up in the wrong way. Yeah. I mean, who have they killed recently? The Watcher?
Yeah,
is gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Cap's old.
Professor
Xavier's dead.
Yep. Xavier, Wolverine.
Yep. For some reason, Deadpool. So is Cyclops, Deadpool. Magic, and Emma
For
Frost.
For now.
Yeah. Whether that stays or
Whether
not.
Whether that stays or not, right.
A lot of heavy hitters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Iron Man is bad.
Yeah. Iron Man is bad. Mm-hmm. That can't stand.
They killed Captain America's fake son. And Captain America. So
Even Captain Marvel is with the Guardians of the Galaxy too, off
Kitty
in deep
Pryde
space.
Just making out with Star-Lord.
Yeah.
In deep space, I don't know. The new X-Men are in the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah.
With Miles Morales.
Yeah.
I don't know if that ended. I'm sure it did.
No, it didn't.
I don't think it did.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it did.
No, he's
yet.
Still there. They're still there with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
They'll be there for 4 more months until Secret Wars.
Yeah, right.
They probably will be.
And that's the
What's
thing.
The point
like,
of bringing them
back? There's two genes in there.
In that one universe?
In that one. Well, because there's the time-displaced gene is in that one with the ultimate gene.
Wow.
And so, let's say Battle World happened right now. There would be two Jean Greys and two Icemans and two, you know, whatever.
And, we got to battle it out to the death, so there's one.
Huh. You know what?
But isn't that the point, though? Like, for all the
I don't
different
know if
versions
that's the point.
Of one single thing
is going to maybe,
one.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying, like, Spider-Woman could
and
only be...
fight Silk and become the, the only one.
But what's the payoff in that?
There is Wolverine's son. Ultimate Wolverine had a son that has the same powers as him, that's young, that has, like, three claws and, like,
Dakin?
You know. No. In Ultimate Wolverine,
really?
Yeah. He's just his son. He just looks like a teenage version of Wolverine.
No way.
Yeah. So maybe that's the new Wolverine to reboot him. Because that's what
I wouldn't mind that, though.
They're
in the confines
of this.
So
basically it'd be Dakin versus X-23 versus that
Right.
son.
Well, there's no payoff there, though. Like, when they did...
Countdown, I think, for DC, they did that. They're like, oh, multiple things, and it's like, they all fought to the death, and whoever won was that version that lived.
Right.
And they're like, and it was like weird versions of like, okay, here's a death match of all Wonder Woman characters, all Superman characters, all Batman characters. It was fucking weird. It was really weird. It had no payoff.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm done here. I can't even deal with this anymore.
I can't even deal with it either. I'm done. I'm gonna start
depressed everyone.
Soon. Well, this has been a depressing podcast, hasn't it?
I'm going to cancel all my Marvel books but Moon. Well, that's the thing. Let's say Jubilee gets her own book, but it's in this universe.
Right.
How happy are you about that?
I mean,
it's kind of back and forth, right?
Yeah, it depends on
you
how
you get her own, but she's running around in Battle World.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to be.
It's not the same.
Yeah, it's one of those things where basically at this point, I'm just going to go down to just having X-Men and that's it. Like, just because Jubilee's up. I'm going to stick with my one character I like in Marvel Universe.
And that's what I would do if I don't like this. And start exploring
all the other stuff.
If I don't like this, that's what I'll do. I'll keep Moon Knight, who probably won't even have a book.
Right.
Moon Knight will not have a book. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, that's very sad.
Unless he shows up in a movie.
Unless the movie dictates
what I can read.
Or if Warren Ellis attaches his name to it again. Yeah. I wouldn't say write it, because he wouldn't do that. But
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick my one character, which will be Jubilee, obviously.
Okay.
And until she shows up in the aftermath of Battleworld, I'm not going to touch Marvel again.
Wow.
I'm just not. I will touch it for Jubilee to like make sure she's okay.
Check in on her. Hey, Jubes. All right, you good?
Okay.
Now, strictly as
what if they kill her?
Done.
What if they de-vampire her?
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know.
They could de-vampire her and make her old school Jubilee again. And then make her
write
her
coat
correctly. Like, this could be a godsend for Jubilee. It really could.
It could.
But it's in this fucked up world.
But she was already coming into herself.
She was. I agree.
She was just about to get her powers as a vampire. She has a baby. Like, what? Why?
You got me to read.
She has it all.
Yes. She has everything.
Let's take it away.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I'm very frustrated, as you can tell.
Just to cap this off, I guess, as a podcaster about comic books, like, I'm still probably going to have to read some of this stuff to review it, and how often do we talk about DC books? Because I'm kind of burned out on the New 52,
right.
And I don't like a vast majority of it as much as I love DC characters.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So this may become the indie podcast. It might literally become indie podcast radio for everybody. It makes you wonder.
So this week we're reviewing only Rat Queens. And it's all that came out.
No other books came out at all.
No other comics came out.
Well, we'll see.
Well, hopefully it's good to some degree. Hopefully it, you know, keep female Thor and regular Thor. And I don't know. One of the promos is like 9,000 different Thors in an Alex Ross like painting.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know if that's a cover or if it's just like a teaser thing or what. But
I can't do any more.
It's so good.
I've bummed everyone out.
You're going to drag this out for no reason. Let's end this here. I can't deal with it.
Thor is so good. They're going to... I'm just going to drop Thor. I don't even care who Lady Thor is, because in 4 months it's going to be ruined. Ruined!
Oh, this is depressing.
One final note, and this isn't dragging it out. Secret Wars officially begins on Free Comic Book Day. There's a Zero issue that will come out. That is the first reveal of anything remotely that is Secret Wars. It is a blanked out cover if you look for it in the previews. Similarly to DC's title, it's something to tie in, I think, with the end of Convergence. So they're blacked out. You don't know anything by the cover, because the cover probably reveals something. Or they're just assholes.
Right, yeah. Well, they can't put anything on the cover with the route running the risk of something being revealed, so.
Yeah. So that's it. Your first Saturday in May is Free Comic Book Day. That's when you can first get a glimpse of this.
Well, I will be getting a free glimpse of it, at least. Because I don't have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all it's worth.
All right, well, thank you for listening, everybody. Please
wait.
Don't be depressed.
This is my third podcast that I've been on with you guys, not including all the other ones.
Yes.
And they were all super fun. And not that this wasn't super fun, but this is super depressing, you guys.
Why did we end with this one?
We just broke ourselves with comics.
Yes,
we talked about Secret Wars, and now no one in this room is a comic book fan anymore.
No. I've given up.
This will be our final podcast.
Every podcast I've been on has ended with us laughing, and this one was just like, all right.
Make me laugh and we'll be fine. Everything will be fine.
You know what? There's a thing on another podcast, Pete Holmes. You know who he is? He's a comedian.
Yep.
At the end of his podcast, he does a thing where it's a fake laugh until you really laugh. Where, like, him and the guests just fake laugh at one another until they really start laughing.
That's awesome. I don't want to steal from Pete Holmes.
I just love... I'm laughing. This is not me fake laughing. I'm really laughing because of your head shaking.
No, we're done here. Oh, jeez. Well, buy more comics. We love you.
I mean, if you want.
Secret Wars.